Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone. September 15 to October 15 is National Hispanic American Heritage Month in the US. For this week, we will travel to Mexico City. Before the Spaniards came to Mexico and marched on the Aztec capital of Tenochtitlan, there were two volcanoes to the southeast of the city. The Spaniards destroyed much of Tenochtitlan and built another city in its place and called it Mexico City. It is still known by that name, and the pass through which the Spaniards came to the ancient Tenochtitlan is still there, as are the volcanoes on each side of that pass. Their names have not been changed. The one on the north is Iztaccíhuatl, and the one on the south of the pass is Popocatépetl. Both are snow-capped and beautiful. Popocatépetl, the taller of the two, means smoking mountain. In Aztec days, it gushed forth smoke, and on occasion, it does so still. Iztaccíhuatl means the White Lady, for its peak was, and still is, white. Epic romantic stories can be found in every culture and are told in every language. This Aztec story is of Popocatépetl and Iztaccíhuatl, denied their love while they were living, but destined to spend eternity together. Now, as two volcanoes, they set the background of Mexico City. Ista and Popo, as they are affectionately called, are a symbol of love everlasting. On that note, it's story time. Many years before conquistador Hernan Cortes came to Mexico, the Aztec lived in Tenochtitlan, today's Mexico City. The chief of the Aztecs was a famous emperor who was loved by all the natives. A beautiful baby girl was born to the emperor. They called her Iztaccíhuatl, which in Nahuatl means White Lady. All the natives loved Ista, and her parents prepared her to be the Empress of the Aztecs. When she grew up, she fell in love with the captain of a tribe. His name was Popocatépetl. However, the emperor would not allow them to marry. One day, a war broke out, with the fate of the empire at stake, and the Aztec warriors had to go south to fight the enemy. The emperor told Popo that he had to bring the head of the enemy chief back from the war, and then he could marry his daughter. After several months of combat, the warrior who hated Popo, Citlaltépetl, who also loved Ista, sent a false message to the emperor. The message said that his army had won the war, but that Popo had died in the battle. The emperor was very sad when he heard the news, and when Ista heard, she could not stop crying. She refused to go out and did not eat anymore. A few days later, she became ill and she died of sadness. When the emperor was preparing Ista's funeral, Popo and his warriors arrived victorious from war. The emperor was taken aback when he saw Popo, but prepared to offer the throne. But Popo turned down, as he only wanted to marry Ista. The emperor announced that Ista had died of a broken heart. Finding his beloved dead, Popo was inconsolable and wandered the streets day and night mourning her. Finally, he decided he would build Ista a massive tomb and lay her body atop it as a homage to her. He built her an enormous tomb and carried her body to the top. He then knelt beside her with a smoking torch to watch over her. Centuries passed and they became one with earth, and were covered with snow until they became the volcanoes they are today, with Ista the shape of a reclining woman and Popo a kneeling man. It is said that the still active volcano Popocatépetl erupts occasionally because his pain still burns deep within his heart. The jealous lover, Citlaltepetl became what is now the Pico de Orizaba, a distant volcano forced to witness the everlasting love of Iztaccíhuatl and Popocatépetl for eternity. The legend goes on to say that when the warrior Popo remembers his beloved, his heart, that preserves the fire of eternal passion, shakes and his torch smokes. That's why, even today, the Popocatépetl volcano continues spewing fumaroles. The drama of the tragic lover's story does more than just tug at one's heartstrings. It takes something as mundane as naming some mountains and give them a deeper meaning. They aren't just two mountains with different peaks. They became symbols of love that will endure forever. The legend also helps to tell the history of the land, making it more interesting to learn. This is, of course, part of the worth of myths. They can entertain as well as educate. This legend is an excellent tale that shows another side of the Aztecs than is usually shown in history books. They weren't just warriors, but also parents, sons, daughters, and sweethearts too. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.